This is Matthew Kruse with the Comstock Report. Soybeans led all the grains higher again overnight with double-digit gains. Surging palm oil remains a key driver, with its long-term uptrend line holding firm and prices now headed for a test of March highs. We had to reach back to a 10-year soybean chart to find where we could be headed next, and that's at the $16 high of 2013. Soybeans are on a juggernaut higher, despite the April WASD raising global ending stocks by 3.1 million metric tons. That's because the focus is on bare-bones U.S. ending stocks. They are but a 9-day supply, and a 30-day supply is generally thought minimum pipeline requirements. Further, it's noteworthy that USDA raised the estimated average price for soy oil by 10% in the April WASD on lower palm oil production and expectations the strong global demand for vegetable oil in general is likely to persist through year-end. Then, of course, still another driver for soybeans is the rise in corn prices. The two crops are still competing for any swing acres this spring, with planting intentions for both coming in well short of trade expectations. Switching to corn, traders shrugged off reports that China is pushing domestic feeders to utilize a host of alternatives when the U.S. ag attaché in China put out a forecast that China would likely purchase 28 million metric tons of corn this year. That's 4 million higher than USDA's 24 million metric ton estimate in the April WASD. Further, on the domestic front, ethanol production came in below expectations, but stocks are also very low, and now crush margins have improved enough from rising prices for ethanol, corn oil, and DDGs to raise margins to cover operating costs. However, ethanol and DDG prices have also surged since last week when the price of ethanol was $2.01 per gallon. Now it's $2.20 per gallon, and with higher prices for DDGs and corn oil since last week as well, the next update put out by CARD on Friday will likely show ethanol margins in the green again for the first time since last November. Freeze damage fears are driving wheat, and agronomists won't know for at least a week the extent of crop injury. It's entirely possible we won't see significant declines in next week's crop condition ratings, but we fully expect to see some of the following week. We note also that the Northern Plains are not the only important production region suffering dryness. Soils are very dry across most of Europe as well. Another factor for wheat we haven't mentioned yet but are keeping an eye on is the geopolitical arena. There's growing concern worldwide about that big buildup of Russian troops on the border of the Ukraine. That country is the former breadbasket of the former Soviet Union, and among the list of major exporters in monthly WASD reports. They're projected to export 17.5 million metric tons in 2020 to 2021. Many global observers think it's just saber-rattling on Putin's part, perhaps to test the Biden administration's reaction. If so, it may be working. Biden's big virtual global leaders summit on climate change runs today and tomorrow, and Putin won't be there. Why? Because he was notably absent from the invitations extended to 40 other world leaders. Chart-wise, the next levels of overhead resistance beckon at the January high of 693 in the May Chicago and the contract high of 664 in the May KC. On the hogs, hogs are in a state of flux with cash fundamentals holding solid and slaughter numbers about to trend lower, but futures traders fearing high retail prices for pork and a spring switch to beef featuring will cool demand for pork. Still no sign of that, however. Today's weekly export numbers could prove problematic if a second straight week below expectations. Deferred contracts will have the most trouble recovering with pork output rising again in third and fourth quarters. On the cattle, cattle charts remain in a downtrend with June testing twin lows at 117 in February and again in March. The March cattle on feed numbers will be released on Friday, and the comparisons to last year could look grim because last year's numbers were distorted by pandemic-related turmoil. We should see pre-report trade estimates today, and that will give us more bearing on what market reaction to Friday's report might be. But it's pretty clear the market is already anticipating a bearish report. Feeder cattle are getting hammered by the moonshot in feed prices. Tuesday's surprising rebound despite another strong gain in corn was a one-day fluke because prices gave it all back yesterday. The long-term uptrends on weekly and monthly charts are being tested but still intact. If they hold, we could see a buying opportunity in feeders for those who have corn needs covered on prior advice. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal, Iowa, online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.